Welcome to Music Spotlight. I'm Michael Thomas, Jr. On this edition of Music Spotlight here on Radio Free Phoenix, we spoke with a familiar name whom we spoke with a few months back. Just off their fresh debut album, Talk Free, it's the Queensland native rising indie brother-sister duo of Ben and Sam Hope, formerly known as the Glider Pilots, and now going by a fresh new name, 12 Ballet, added with an exciting new single as they venture in to new music development added with the name. I had a chance to chat with the brother and sister duo as they released their newest single, Just So She Knows, along with their exciting new name and ongoing projects. So, tell me, a lot has happened in the last couple of months. Tell me a little bit about what's going on. Obviously, you have a very exciting new single coming out. What transformed the name? I know that you feel that you matured as a duo, but what kind of was the whole process behind that? And you want to talk about the process of putting together this new release?
Well, yeah, like you said, I guess we had already started making this new single, but like without the intent of it really being, you know, a new band or anything. But then by the time we were halfway through it, it didn't fit the old name or what our old music was anymore, so we're like, and we had made a whole heap of other stuff too, just like, you know, fiddling around, experimenting, and we found that we were creating something that, I don't know, just deserved to be its own project, no longer part of the old stuff. But yeah, Ben was kind of adamant on changing the name. I was a bit hesitant at first, I'm not gonna lie.
I was sick of the old name. I don't know. I woke up one morning, I just decided I just didn't like it anymore, so I was hell bent on changing it.
That is funny.
Yeah. So we ended up choosing a name that more sort of had a better vibe for the whole music, and yeah, so we settled on 12 Ballet, which is I don't know, just has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, well, it does. It definitely does. I think it sounds something more connected to music. I think Glider Pilots, I think people think of like this large band, maybe more so, right?
That's true too, actually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We always sort of felt like the name never sort of carried through with the rest of the music as we progressed, you know, so sure. It's nice now that we have the name that where, you know, as the music's grown, the name has too, yeah.
Yeah, and so tell me about the background behind the upcoming release, the song. I mean, what inspired the song for both of you?
Well, with this one, it was more, I guess, that personal, emotional-based stuff again, so through those experiences, but more particularly, basically, about a couple or two people, doesn't have to necessarily be a couple, but who are both wondering what the other person's thinking, but no one's just speaking their mind, so it's that awkward whole, like, oh, I wonder what they're thinking, I have no idea, I'm not going to ask because I'm too scared, and then, yeah, so that awkward, no one really knows what they're doing sort of thing, so... Yeah, that's basically what it was about for me. And I think this one, I did pretty much all the lyrics. So, yeah, Ben mainly did the music again. And, yeah, what was it about for you? Is it the same thing for you, Ben? Or?
It was sort of just the vibe of the song, I guess. I had a feeling in mind, but I didn't really know the story behind it. I sort of left that up to Sam to figure out. I just got the vibe down and then let Sam sort of sort it out where that needed to go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, and you have a lot of, you know, musical flow, obviously continuing on with the creativity after, you know, Talk Free, of course, that you have the album there. And do you think that, are you seeing how this single kind of takes its course and then you're kind of garner and go back to the studio? Are you always writing? I know that you said that you guys are always writing music, but, you know, are you trying to see how this goes and just seeing what flows from it and kind of... putting something geared around it? Do you want to go down towards the concept album avenue, you know, where you're having a particular mood to the series of songs, or do you like mixing it up?
I do like mixing it up, but it would be nice to give the whole concept album thing a try, because I do like writing in certain areas, and as I've sort of progressed as a composer and stuff, it is becoming more along that area, so and I mean, at this point, I'm pretty much recording and writing at the same time as well, so there's a lot of ideas that can just sort of go on an album, so, I mean, if if they'll make it, that's great, but they probably won't.
Every day I come home, he's recorded something else, and I'm like, damn it, more lyrics again.
Oh my goodness. And is there going to be any, like, so is this going to be the first, you know, this is going to be the first feature where it's going to have the new title and everything. Are you behind that art? I know that, Sam, you do the photography, right? You do a lot of the imagery behind the group.
Yeah. So basically this time, I set up the whole, for the album cover, I set it all up. And then basically Ben has to do the actually taking the photo button because I was in the album cover for this one.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went more photo rather than graphic design, like Talk Free. And then we also have a sneaky music video coming up, but that was all Ben's videography this time. So
oh, wow.
That was interesting. Yeah.
You guys are all, yeah. So, jack of all trades there. So are you like directing and starring, or do you have someone that's helping you out? Anyone else that you'd like to, you know, shout out to as far as helping you with this process, or have you guys just been mulling this all together?
It's just us two again.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Wow.
We're control freaks. We like kicking it to ourselves.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice because you know that the final product is going to be to where you want it all the way through. That way you don't have any. Yeah, you don't have any issues. Not meeting you. And then, are you as far as summer goes, rolling into, well, over there it's. You're in winter there, right?
Yeah, so, winter here.
So as you go into the, I guess, spring season, are you planning any tours? Or little local gigs?
Goes, I guess.
Local gigs for now?
Yeah, local gigs for now. We're sort of we're really focusing on writing and making the best stuff we can, and then we'll definitely be looking into some tours, right?
Yeah. It's already looking like this is getting a bit more positive feedback than what our older stuff was. So I guess that's a bit more of a chance that we probably will, since it's getting more attention that's not just at home, if you know what I mean. If anything, it actually gets more attention not at home. It's one of those things where everyone else is like, oh, come play. And we're like, how do we get there?
Well, have you submitted to, are you going to submit to Burp and any of the other independent
groups? Yeah, we're going to be doing all of that. Yeah,
once good. Yeah, I think the name really resonates well. I think people will see. Okay, yeah, it's a brother and sister duo, or it's a duo that's putting this all together.
Yeah.
Like I said, Glider Pilots is a really cool name, but I always thought of more instrumental or someone that has a lot more.
It does have that
pieces.
Part.
Yeah. So as far as anything else goes. Of course, you want to tell me about how everyone can get a hold of the single and follow the upcoming very exciting release of your new single.
Yeah, so we're on all the social medias. So if you go Facebook and then 12 Ballet, so that's us. At the moment, it's still got previously known as Glider Pilot, so anybody who used to know it, you can still find us there. And Instagram and Twitter and whatnot, but to actually hear the single itself will be on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, and SoundCloud.
Wonderful. Well, unless there's anything else I need to know about, I'm looking forward to the release and looking forward to see what evolves from it. I appreciate you guys keeping up to date, because I'm getting excited to see what happens with the new single and so much more with the new exciting name.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for having to chat to us again.
Yeah, of course.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you so much, Sam and Ben, and we look forward to seeing great things from you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another edition of Music Spotlight right here on Radio Free Phoenix. Right now, we'll leave you with a sample of the very premiere of 12 Ballet's newest single, Just So She Knows, hot off the press. Check out the new music video. You can check them out on YouTube, Facebook, where all social media is. Check them on their website. But their music is available where all digital music is sold and streamed on Spotify and iTunes. Here's 12 Ballet's latest single, Just So She Knows. For Radio Free Phoenix Music Spotlight, I'm Michael Thomas Jr. right here on Radio Free Phoenix.
Cause your eyes fade away.